USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man is under arrest and London's counterterrorism unit is investigating after he drove his car into security barriers outside the Parliament building in London earlier today. There were no major injuries, but two people were taken to a hospital. This man witnessed it and he says it didn't look like an accident.
In my opinion, it was deliberate. It wasn't, he didn't swerve into it. It was a direct hit.
The driver said to be in his late 20s, his name has not been made public. A sixth firefighter has died battling wildfires in California. Cal Fire officials say the firefighter from Utah was killed while battling the Mendocino Complex fire. It's the first death in that biggest wildfire in the state's history, which has now burned over 540 square miles of California territory. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you ask screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I don't think that you can rationally reach any conclusion other than it was political.
That's the lawyer for the FBI agent behind several anti-Trump texts who's now out of a job. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch ordering the firing of Peter Strzok on Friday, the decision overruling an earlier FBI decision that Strzok should face demotion and a 60-day suspension. Peter Strzok's lawyer, Eitan Goldman, says
the demotion and the suspension was the right call and not dismissed. And then that was overturned by the deputy director.
Strzok had been involved in the Hillary Clinton server investigation when he exchanged those anti-Trump texts with his lover, another FBI worker. Primaries being held today in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut to help set the table for November's midterm elections. Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's legal team will begin presenting his case today in his trial on bank and tax fraud charges. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump rejecting former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman's claim that she's heard recordings of him using a racial slur. On Twitter, the president says the Apprentice creator Mark Burnett has told him there are no such tapes, and he added that he's never had that word in his vocabulary. President Trump also calling Omarosa wacky and deranged. Her new tell-all book about her time in the White House hits the store shelves today. And billionaire hedge fund manager and liberal activist Tom Steyer is putting up another $10 million to help Democrats win the House this November. He's hoping to drive voters to the polls by the idea of impeaching President Trump, one of his long-stated goals. He's already pumped about $110 million into the system through his two political groups, Need to Impeach and Next Gen America. Nebraska's prepping for its first execution since 1997 in what will be its first lethal injection execution. The state will be using an untested cocktail of drugs to put Carrie Dean Moore to death. Moore was convicted for the 1979 killings of two Omaha cab drivers. And the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, has been deemed the best hospital in the nation for the third straight year by U.S. News and World Report. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.